Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome, everybody, to the Fish and Wally Show. We're doing a live show. Where are we, anyways?
I have no fucking idea.
All right, we're live from I don't know where the fuck we are in Boston. So, we're live here. We got a whole bunch of people here. We're going to do a bar crawl all over Boston today. And hopefully we're going to interview some people. So, here we go. Wally, what do you think?
I think a lot of people are gay.
You think a lot of people are gay. That's amazing.
I'm ready to spend $200 just on covers.
Just on covers. I can't wait to do that also. Because to get in here just for me and a couple friends is $30. That's awesome. No, he's definitely not down. So I guess we're staying at one bar, and we're going to do a bar crawl from one bar. So here we go. All right. So we're in the midst of watching hockey and my Final Four. So here we are.
What is everybody drinking tonight?
Hey, all right, let's talk about drinks. For me, Guinness. What's your drink of choice tonight?
Bud Light. Green.
Guinness.
Jameson and ginger.
Jameson and ginger. And how about you? What's your drink of choice tonight?
Who?
Luke. Luke, I am your father.
Anyway, I will not do that to yourself.
Oh, dear. I can't wait to not do that to you.
All right, I guess we'll have a go about it then.
All right. There we are. Butter ginger. Delicious.
So we got to let everybody know, we got to describe who's wearing what today.
All right.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing fucking green. What are you wearing?
Fucking green.
What are you wearing today?
Nothing.
How about you?
What's the question?
What are you wearing today?
Complete.
He's slick today. He's slick. He doesn't care.
Naked.
He wears whatever gets the lady.
Let that go there.
Oh, for real. Awesome. All right. So what are you wearing?
Just the kilt.
Chill. Awesome.
And nothing else.
And nothing else, he says. Can you hear it?
We got a 10-second delay over here.
All right. We have a 10-second delay, but can you actually hear it? All right, it's going to be loud today. It's going to be loud. So, try to keep up with it. And people probably wonder what the hell I'm doing here with a microphone in my pocket. I'm talking into it. But, hey, we're going to break people into this shit today.
Let's go within the touch.
All right. All right, what we're going to do, we're going to ask this girl here.
A girl who's serving drinks right now. We're going to ask her, what is she serving?
All right, we'll do that.
And how much percent of it is alcohol?
And how much actually is alcohol?
How much percent of alcohol is in that?
We're doing a live radio show right now. I just want to know what's alcohol and how much is it?
Well, yeah, there obviously there's like a lot.
Have you had it before you started?
Me? No. I'm not allowed to drink, but I work.
Why?
Yeah.
We're not allowed to do that.
21, so I'm not allowed to drink.
Oh, she's not 21. Oh. Very good. All right, so what are the shots?
Sour apple, Jaeger, sour apple, Jello shot.
All right, so sour apple and Jaeger. All right. Not bad. All right. Yes?
No, we have to
Yes, it's real. She wanted to know if it was real.
Yeah.
Oh, it's real.
Oh, it's
real.
Awesome. She was like a man in the pants. Yes, this is real. I think.
Of course it is. Yeah. It's always real.
Okay.
Wow.
A lie in your pants, first of all.
It definitely is.
No, not at all. And what I'm trying to decide is, who's going to run for president after John F. Kennedy?
Yeah. Yes, we're out here. What would you like to say to America?
Fuck you, America.
Yeah. Well said. Happy St. Patrick's
Day. You fucking asshole.
Yes.
Perfect.
He said that's a Dominican prison.
A Dominican prison?
Yeah. Go back to Ireland.
Go back to Ireland, you Dominican and Irish.
We start a chant. Go back to Ireland.
Go back to Ireland. Go back to Ireland.
Go back to Ireland.
Go back to Ireland. Yes.
What are we taking on the bees?
All right, so let's take out the bees here. The Flyers actually have a good spread going on today, but the bees got one up. What do you think?
I think that Flyers are a great team. Bruins are a great team. Bruins have a tough time. I think when it comes down to it, I hope we see them in the playoffs. Best of seven. Good luck, Philly.
I agree.
Big Kelly.
I'm like the big bat.
All right, so we're going to find some people here today.
I'm hugging the mic.
Shut up.
I got something to say. We're going to have a new Independence Day tomorrow. It's called Sunday. And we have a parade for our independence. Everyone should do is come down to Boston, wear green, get hammered, drink some Guinness, and have a great fucking merry time. And by the way, I'm back in Boston. It's my hometown. I love it. I feel like I'm back. I love it. Wicked fucking awesome. It's retarded. So fucking awesome.
Wicked fucking retarded, says Wally. So, looks like we need more people to interview. Yes. Good song, good song. Listen in.
Not only do they get pop radio, but they get music today.
That's right. You're going to get bar music and the shouts that come from America. That's right. I can't hear it. Yes, we are 100% live right now. Brecky,
are you allowed to mention CA on the radio?
And explain to me what CA is. Cock to ass. Yeah, we can talk to ass. Tell me about it.
Cock to ass is acceptable. He's talking about ATM. Ass to mouth.
Oh, ATM, yeah.
All right, so tell me a little bit about ATM.
I just know I need to go to the ATM right now.
Yeah, me too, but not to the ass to mouth, so you actually get money.
Hey, Bigelow, I'll
drink
to the ATM.
Wow.
How do you feel about that?
That your ass will be sore afterwards. That's a. I have no comment on that. No comment.
It tastes like shit.
Yeah, would it anyways? It would taste like shit.
Depending what you ate.
That's true. If you ate pineapple, it would taste like pineapple too.
Asparagus? It would taste like asparagus.
I heard that about semen. I heard that.
Sebring? Sebring Stafford?
What he's trying to say is this is the one holiday in which we don't have to give a crap about black people's rights.
I agree, 100%. What did you just say?
I have no idea.
We're all wearing vapor room, by the way.
We're all wearing diapers. Exactly.
Vapor room.
Hey, we got another one to join the Fish and Wally party. All right, so we were talking about ass to milk. What's your favorite part?
Love it.
Love it.
That's
not your favorite part. What's your favorite part?
Is when you
put your
ass
behind.
Pulls it out of his asshole. That's his favorite part.
This kid likes to snowball.
Oh, snowballing. So good.
All right.
What three questions did you ask?
Randomly to some brother's house.
If you had the girl in the dreams right in front of you, and she says, you can do anything you want to me,
But first, I have to face fuck you with a strap-on dildo. Would you do it?
I just want you to know, if you realize, this is questions you would ask women. Do you realize that?
No, it's not.
Women.
Yeah. Either way, that's an amazing question.
My question is,
it's depending what you like.
Well, my question is, Psalm? Question mark? So, explain Psalm. Explain what Psalm. Did you enjoy walking around with my semen in your asshole?
No, we're talking about soft. Soft means sit on my face.
Why, it's not? You don't think it is? Why, you're not hearing it? Pocket. Pretty nuts. A lot of wires. All right, so, Frank, tell me, who scored second goal?
Tyler Seguin, the phenom. He's going to take us to the promised land.
Yes, he is. Once again, we will be in that promised land, hoisting that trophy above our heads. Thank you.
Lord Stanley Cup?
That's right, the Lord Stanley Cup.
That girl over there has crazy fuck me eyes. She's looking at me really, really bad.
Yeah, go get her. He's actually going to toist her over his shoulder and bring her over here.
We're perfect.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
This is definitely my favorite holiday of the year.
I see it. My favorite
holiday just to get fucking drunk. I don't need a holiday, but I'll fucking use it.
True. Very true. All right. So I think the boyfriend's actually getting mad. So.
Bring them both.
All right. So what are we going to ask? All right.
What do you think
All right.
So. What's your name?
My name is Kat.
Kat, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
We're from the Fish and Wally Show. We're an internet talk radio show.
Okay.
And we just want to ask you a few questions.
Sure, go ahead.
What's your take on St. Patty's Day here in Boston?
Well, it's my first time in Boston at all, period, and I came my first day on St. Patrick's Day, and I freaking love it. It's awesome.
She said wicked. Are you from Boston?
No, I'm actually from Pittsburgh. Actually, technically, I go to Syracuse University, so I'm here watching the SU game right now.
What do you think? Who's going to win, Syracuse or Kent?
Oh, yeah, SU is going to fucking win. Are you kidding me?
Who's the center? What's his name?
Bob Mello. Yeah. That was SU's decision. I respect it, but also we do miss them a lot. Yeah.
So, are you part Irish? How much Irish are you?
75% Irish. Indian.
Indian.
Yeah.
I can see that.
From India. India, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's all in the eyes. Definitely. So, do you love or hate Pittsburgh?
I love Pittsburgh. Absolutely in love with it. But you want to be honest, some parts of Pittsburgh remind me of Boston. And, only one day here so far, but I love it. I do love it here. Yeah.
She's a badass.
Yeah. You're a classified badass.
Yeah.
We're trying to pick up badasses, so you're one of them.
That's right.
I'm honored. Thank you so much.
Well, how long are you going to be here?
Till Monday.
Monday?
Yeah.
Can you go back? Yeah, I
gotta go back to school. Yeah.
Well, I think it's enough time to get drunk and then actually be hungover. So.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think you should drop out in a year?
Well, I graduated in 2 months, so probably not. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it.
No problem. Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
So there you go, Syracuse fan. She's from Syracuse. Really cool girl. There's plenty of cool people out here, so we gotta get some more people.
Ready? Drunkest fucking asshole you can find. I agree. Drunkest fucking asshole we can find. Oh, we found her.
No.
Oh my god.
Hey, you're not talking. You gotta talk. Can't just keep this empty. What are you doing? All right, here we go. All right, so Fish is giving away a couple of cards. I'm over here looking at people. People are very dressed up in green. It's a beautiful place. We have Jeffrey over here. Jeffrey Suazo. What do you guys say?
What do you want me to say, Wally?
How do you feel about being Dominican in a St. Patrick's Day?
It feels like, I don't know, man. It feels great. It actually feels like, I don't know, man.
Okay, everybody, he's high. I'm sorry. We picked a high person. I apologize. We apologize for that. We picked a high person on the air. Next time we will pick a coke addict because then he'll be more hyper. Come on up.
So I'm sorry about that. I really apologize about that. But we will pick a Coke person next time. Jeffrey's high. We can't pick him.
Why?
I was trying to interview him, but we can't pick him. He's high.
All right. That's cool. That works. All right. So they've been looking at us for a while. So we definitely have to interview. All right. So Sarah from somewhere in the universe has to come get interviewed. All right. They're coming. And she has a buddy system.
Sarah. It's me, Sarah. My name is Christopher Wally, so we're doing a live broadcast via internet, and it's St. Patrick's Day, so
yeah.
Obviously one of those people are out.
Yeah, no, we thought this was a fake microphone.
No.
You want to get hit with it? It's so real. Look. It's so real. Everything around here is real. We're all real.
Nice.
We're all real.
I'm here to Boston.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
Wait, doesn't Chicago have their own celebration?
It's way bigger.
Is it more exciting than this?
So far, a little.
Yeah, a little?
Yeah.
Well, you're at the wrong place, that's why.
Oh, where do we go?
Oh, there's so much. I can only tell you by longitude and latitude. Do you know coordinates?
Oh, no.
You'll have to Google Earth it and then try to find it.
Yeah. Okay.
No, there's so much. There's a pup crawl going on. You got a pup crawl. That's the most important thing you gotta do.
That's right. This is our first actual annual pub crawl. So if you wanna join us, come along.
Okay.
You gotta like every bar is the worst relationship ever.
Okay.
Let's go for the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the only thing that kills you is the color.
True.
So how much are you Irish?
Not at all.
None?
Not at all. Awesome. Have you ever jumped in the river when it's green?
In Chicago?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Why?
It's dirty. I don't know.
Insecurity, she says. All right.
Have you ever had an Irish guy?
Probably.
She didn't know he was Irish.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
How old are you, sweetie?
Old enough.
Oh, see, you never ask a woman how old she is.
She's on purpose.
He's fired. I just fired him from the show.
I'm also a cop, that's why.
You're an ex-cop?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
This is a drunken show. We drink a lot. We talk a lot. So, you're awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. All right. Got someone from Chicago. That was cool. They have the Green River. Green River of Slime. So, then compared to what we have, I don't think we have much here. And we have a couple guys here cheering for highlights, which is awesome.
Crash and burn, Maverick. Crash and burn.
Crash and burn. Where did who go? I think this requires more alcohol, Wally.
Yeah, I've been drinking a lot, so...
I'm actually at the point where I actually need to drink more.
Yeah, you're right. The only way to get sober is to actually drink more. So.
That's true. I want to break through the void, if you will. And then the void. It's when you drink so much you get sober.
Look, Adam's, he's sleeping.
Why are you wet?
You made me wet.
I know. That's awesome.
Look at that beard. It's amazing.
All right, coming at you live. Thank you, Angelito. Showing that you love. Showing out to New York City for St. Patty's Day. Did I drop my shirt again?
That's mine. Oh, wait, where's yours?
Gone. It's all right. Someone will pick it up. It says Fish and Wally.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's very gone. All right, Don.
What?
This is Don from New Bedford. What do you think of St. Patrick's Day in Boston so far?
I'm having fun.
Awesome. All right, we got one more interview. Hi. Welcome. We're the Fish and Wally Show. We're an internet talk radio show, and you're live right now on the air. So, where are you from?
Needham, Mass.
Needham, Mass.
No.
The Rockets. Need 'em Rockets. That was your...
The Rockets. Yeah, we're the Rockets.
All right. So how do you like St. Patrick's Day so far?
Oh, it's great. It's my first time out in Boston for St. Patrick's Day.
Are you originally from Boston?
Yeah, I mean, I was born in Boston, out in the suburbs, but I work here, come here every day. I love Boston.
Excellent. What's your favorite part of this day, getting drunk or just the ambiance?
Both. They're both my favorites, yeah. Taking everything in, beer, the people, love it all.
What's the craziest thing you've done on this day?
I mean, this is my first time out in Boston, so I guess I might have to tell you later the craziest thing I've
done. Well, we might have to catch up with you later. Let's figure this out.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Well, any questions?
Yes. You're beautiful. How'd you get that way?
I mean, I guess my parents. The way I don't know.
So do you want to
I was born. I don't know.
Take them on the air.
What?
Take them on the air for me.
Okay. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Super. All right. Sorry, I'm very drunk.
Oh, it's okay. Are we all?
Are you?
I mean, I'm getting there. I gotta go get another drink.
Yeah, what's your drink of choice?
Bud Light.
Bud Light on St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be Guinness, right?
You should be drinking Guinness.
Oh, I went out last St. Patrick's Day. I completely forgot. I did my first car bomb.
So you're with the IRA?
No. Beef Down Pub.
Wow,
I have a bad memory. Yeah.
So if you didn't have to drink Bud Light, what else would you drink?
Probably vodka.
We have another vodka fan. That's amazing.
There's more?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Vodka people are very strict to the point. You know what I'm saying?
I am. Yeah, I am. Are you? Yeah. On a fantastic day, you got to drink beer, I feel like. So, you know.
You don't like Guinness?
I don't think so. No.
Well, it's kind of like a meal.
It's heavy.
A lot of people don't like Guinness. They're very... Too much.
Yeah. Take a protein shake. Yeah, too much. Gotta keep it light. I got all day. I got all night.
That's true. It is only like 1 o'clock.
Yes.
How long do you plan to stay awake?
Forever. As long as I go. Keep going.
Now, you being a vodka drinker, can you drink vodka all day, all night?
Oh, no. It would have to be beer. I couldn't do it all day, all night.
What's the most number of alcoholic drinks you have in your life?
I have no idea. I don't keep count. I forget. I don't know.
That's
yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. The Cali's line smudge. I don't know.
Yeah. What brings you out here, by the way? Why this place?
It seemed like the shortest line, I'll be honest.
Yeah, that's why we got in. It's the shortest line.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought just because...
Yeah, sorry.
So I didn't hear the beginning part about why are you here? Like, you live around here?
Yeah, I took the train in. I work in on Boston, okay. So I'm coming out for St. Patty's Day. It's okay. Saturday. You got the weekend.
What percentage of Irish comes all the way over here to drink? She's a cool girl.
Yeah. Seal of approval. Yeah. Well, so thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
And you can listen to us. We're on iTunes.
Okay.
You'll be on iTunes for like 2 hours after the show, so you can listen to your voice. You're like, oh, my God.
Wow. You don't remember.
Yeah, ew. Who's that girl?
Yeah. All right. So, Fish and Wally Show. All right.
Thank you, guys. That was the full show. Now, G-Unit's on the show now. He's here live. G-Unit. 50 Cent. 50 Cent. 50 Cent.
Here.
Yeah. He's here live right now. He's rapping. If you can hear him right now, this is him live.
Go G-Unit. What kind of question did you ask? Anything I would say, I want to be that really. Yeah, we don't want to get slapped in the face. Definitely not. I'm actually surprised the bouncers actually mess with us.
No, well, because I don't take care of them.
You did? Good man.
They want to get back on the radio.
I see. I love a radio horn. That's lovely.
She has an engagement ring on her finger. I don't know if you noticed that.
Did not notice that.
That's the first thing I noticed.
That's the first thing you noticed anyway. And by the way, you look like Julius Caesar.
I get mad bitches.
That's great.
I'm getting the hardest.
That's right. And Angelito, if you're still out there, what's up? Can I have a sip?
What's the ring call?
And if you're out there listening, give me a call, 347-884-9731. Give me a call. We're live in Boston for St. Patrick's Day.
Emily.
Hi, I'm Fish. We're an internet radio talk show. We're live in the air. We want to know, is this your first St. Patrick's Day out in Boston?
What?
Is this your first St. Patrick's Day in Boston?
No.
Where you come from?
Weymouth.
The dirty Weymouth. Hey! That's what I heard, at least.
You live in New York City now.
Oh, wow. That's Tom's friend.
Oh,
so we got her for the night.
Okay, Emily.
Emily.
What's your middle name?
Yeah. Emily, what's your middle name?
That's her.
That's John.
Emily, what's your middle name?
Anne.
All right, just confirm. Thank you. She thinks you're the weirdest people in the world.
Yeah. What?
So, Jeremy, you having fun?
I'm having a lot of fun right now.
The most fun with your clothes on?
We got my clothes off, but I'm not one scared.
How about scaring people? How about? That's amazing. Yay! Come on, you want to be on radio? I love your hat. Where'd you get it?
In New Orleans.
And where'd you get the glasses?
In Boston.
So you have a New Orleans Boston thing going on. Where are you from?
California.
I'm so confused. You're like all over the place. That's awesome. What brings you here?
I live here.
So now my mind is melted. I don't know what to do. That's amazing. Like no one's trying to steal your hat. I would punch somebody. Would you? If someone took your glasses in your hat, would you punch them?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You can't see the hat and the glasses.
That's right. Because it's so big, they can't see it. All right. All right, well, thank you.
You're not going to ask about the ATM?
That's just liquor in here.
Oh, yeah. Shot.
Do you
hide liquor in your hat?
Whoa.
All right, all right. We're good. And that was an accident. Crazy. Ow. I just threw this place for being slippery. Yeah, that's not even fair that I fell first because it was slippery.
No, I was saying, we didn't have a bid. Who's going to fall first?
And I felt it, too. I'm like, shit, I'm going down. Actually, I think I hurt my knee. I'm like Gronkowski.
It's okay. You're a beautiful man. People will forgive you.
God hates you.
Well, we got some more people coming up on the show. They're going to walk through. Adam's got us booked for a couple of people. It's going to be a great show. My future wife is coming through right now.
She's coming through right now. I can see her. Yep, I can see her right there.
All right, go get it.
And
that's your ex-wife.
Yes, that's your ex-wife. So she's coming through right now.
All right, well, they're coming up the stairs now.
Now we have our janitor. He's finally stepped in.
Janitor Jeffrey, taking care of the slipperiness that I just killed myself.
Hey, this is perfect. Now let's go.
See, that's amazing. Look at a skating rink.
Get to like MJ to fucking there and slippers. Come on, Joe, you want the fucking kid lock. Yeah. Oh, no.
All right, so Wally, are we stuck here for the day, or are we going to keep crawling?
We're going to stay here for a little bit. We got more people coming up.
All right, so you want to stay live? We're live from, I really have to, no idea what bar this is.
McFadden.
I keep forgetting. McFadden.
We are live in McFadden, Massachusetts, folks. Stop by, come on over to the Fish and Wally Show. We're at the DJ station. You're going to love it. If you hear our podcast, you're not going to miss us because you're going to be a rage drunk.
Yeah, whatever he said. So, come to McFadden. We'll treat you. We'll treat you well. We'll treat you like patients.
This show is brought to you by commercial, and I'm going to get a two Bud Light. This show is brought to you by Green Bud Light.
Green Bud Light. Drink it while it's cold. Don't drink it when it's hot. Fuck it. And you're double fisting, and I love it.
I do.
That's what you do.
Hey, how was your slip last fall?
Oh, it sucked. My knee hurts. Actually, the back of it, I think I pulled an MCL.
That's all right. I pulled an ACL, an MCL, a tri-CL, whatever the fuck the other one is. You got like five of them?
It's like 19 of them.
Yeah, fuck.
You don't need them. The 19 MCL.
You seem not to be a bitch.
Give me five. True. Very true.
Line
here.
Well,
it's a good thing we came in because it's a line.
That was a super interesting interview.
What, mine? With you? I know, I got pulled away. Yep. Exactly. Woman of many words.
Really?
Hey, you know what the cool thing is? We can listen to this on iTunes. It is roasted. Most fun with your clothes on, but you definitely want to take them off. Definitely. All right, so we got the Bruins right now. It's 2-0 still. Second period, 17 minutes left. And we still have an hour and 21 minutes left of this show. Don't mind us if I don't talk. 347-884-9731 is the number. Check us out. Give us a call. You know, there's a lot of stuff that has to go into an hour and a 2-hour show. A lot of the time, you got to find shit to talk about. I don't know what to talk about half the time. Especially when it's loud. Very, very loud. And Wally brought me a beer. Wow.
Not my dear. Not my dear.
Excellent.
Is it true that your partner has a tripod?
I definitely it's true, guys. Yes, go ahead.
Is it you and Alan?
She doesn't want to be.
Alan?
interview? All right, we need to interview you. What's your favorite part of St. Patty's Day? What's your favorite part of St. Patty's Day?
Being married to an Irish boy.
Oh, but you have an Italian last name. How does that work?
But most of it is Irish.
He's Italian by injection.
No, that's right. Italian by injection. I'll give you a high five on that. Hold on. Hold on, I gotta drink this beer. Hold on. I'm not going down those stairs again. Those things are crazy. Have you seen my t-shirt?
No.
It's gone.
We gotta go to Jacob's Ware sometime.
That was crazy.
That was fucking awesome.
That was a good time.
Every Friday night. Oh, what's his name? Lewis or something? He went home. He was done playing piano. 3-inch acapella that shit all night.
Yes. Awesome. Exactly. Jacob Ware plays piano every Friday.
Is he with you?
Yes.
I want to buy her antlers. Are they for sale?
You want to buy her antlers?
You have to give them to me.
It's
not for sale. I will buy them.
It's like Pee Wee's bike. Not for sale, Francis.
Everything is for sale.
Oh, I agree. I can tell. Ellen made a mess. What can we do? Hey, fresh man. You just need to say,
yeah, I spent a fucking hour and a half sitting there staring at asses at the bomb. You know, I can't really complain, but it took 2 hours to get a goddamn mess. It's Patty's Day for you.
Yeah, this is St. Patty's Day, boss, and this is the bad time about it, is that you're going to wait in an atrocious line just to get a beer or just to get in the bus. So, I declare that we have our own St. Patty's Day party somewhere else other than Beat Town.
Oh, my God!
I don't know that.
That was my response to James Bitches Peanut. People over here. Get up front, Adam. You're our producer. Get up front.
That's right.
So we're going to get some people over here. Do some interviews. We're going to talk about the Fish and Wally show. Wally. Adam, 11 o'clock. And the fish is dancing right now. It's really getting grind down. I'm over here taking over the station because this station is taking over itself. And we are going downhill. This is Bunker Hill. There's explosions. There are amazing people. Hey, say hello. Fucking hello. Yeah, Molly's coming here. It's going to be a great show. Girls are really getting dancing over there. Crazy. Love it. Girls are like taking their panties off. I hope they write their names on it. Got a double action here. Ready? One, two. Get her reaction. Yeah. I just witnessed a full-on flirt. You guys are just boned. What do you guys think about that? Spoil pig.
It ain't gonna happen.
You guys should really bone. You guys should bone and make it better.
It's gonna happen.
Why not?
STDs. Fuck you.
She said STDs. She said fuck you. It's gonna happen.
It might happen
in 3D. 3D porn live.
Still hearing?
Yeah. What about you?
Hey, I
I want to hear it. The girl to sit on these speakers, you'll hear it. These speakers are like a walking dildo. What's a walking dildo? These fucking speakers. Sit on, but they're going nuts. Oh, yeah. These speakers are vibrating very, very much. Hear me. Sit on these speakers. People are taking pictures. People are getting horny. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's insane. It's crazy. It's wild. Wild. Live right here. We're talking live. Everybody's going crazy. We're going to sell Love half price tonight. So come down to the
Love.
Yeah, we're selling Love tonight half price.
All right.
At McFadden.
Let's do this.
Come on over. We're going to give you half price Love off. I will grind you if you need me to, ladies.
I will sell you Love at the price of nothing. So come on now. Let's go find some Love.
Let's do it. Let's interview Emily. What is she doing?
Hanging out. She's got antennas.
Emily, why are you a double fister?
Because I got here late. I need to catch up.
Well said.
She got here late. She has to catch up. What do I have to do for more beats? What do I have to do for more beats? I can't do it. That's too much disrespect.
Someone was, at the last interview, some girl was like saying, give me your beats. I was like, no, show me. And she walked away.
No, okay. Those are freebies.
There's no freebies in this bar.
No freebies. Once it hits twilight, we go outside, then the beats take effect. The girls are hammered. They're like, yeah, beats. Oh, fuck it. I'll show my kids. No more freebies, Mom. Right. Oh, struggle. That's what I like to call it.
It's a program designed to own rape.
So struggles. No, it was. Yeah, it's, everybody's going crazy here. I can't believe it. I'm doing a play-by-play. Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
She's
Nova?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Live
with 30 seconds of delay. It's kind of funny because if there's any, if anybody dies, then I'll show this evidence.
We have full evidence of all deaths that happens on the show.
If you commit suicide, don't do it on our show. You will be known. You will be seen. And people will know. And you will be in 3D.
We will kill you.
We will all kill you before you kill.
Before you kill yourself.
Before you kill yourself. That's our show.
That's our motto. Welcome to Fish and Molly Show. Kill yourself before we kill you.
Yeah, we kill you before you kill you.
And we fall downstairs.
Yeah, we make it real.
Why am I drinking Bud Light?
Because it's green.
I love green beer. It makes me happy and whole. It makes me want to jump through glass.
Right in my ass.
I think it was Jeremy.
I know it was Jeremy. He's the only one behind me.
It was God.
You are a taken woman.
You are a taken woman. Yeah, make sure you protect your hands. We got wandering hands. What did you say, white people problems?
I said my hands are quite full already. Right?
Oh, boy, and she just grabbed some penis. Absolute chunk.
Describe the size. It's three hands full.
Three hands full of penises.
My hands are mine.
She has a penis now, which is pretty amazing.
We found the first girl at St. Patrick's. Little penis.
This is unprecedented, folks. Here we are live. McFadden's bar with a girl with a penis.
Some girls do have a penis.
I know,
they call it. If you pull it inside, if they come in a box,
of them have a suction cup. Right to the wall.
A suction cup wall penis. I am very scared at this point in time. There's a lot of cracking going on in front of us. And I come in peace, but they come in pink. That's it.
Jeremy loves the penis.
She loves the giant pink penis. I'm now walled in.
The girl here talking to the show. The what?
The
show. Hey, no. Interview. All right. Interview. From you. Ready?
University of Hawaii, he's getting grinded upon.
Oh, shit.
go to Hawaii.
You have to know her.
That's awesome.
A lot of people are going to fuck tonight. They don't know each other.
Or they'll get to the point where they think they're going to fuck and get that stuff.
Or they think it's their sister and they're going to fuck them anyway.
That's a good question we could ask.
Yeah. How long?
How many times have you gotten to that point where you think you're going to have sex and get that stuff?
Come on. How big is your vagina?
German salute. Pretty nuts. That's very racist of her. Switch going on. Good switch.
Keep going. Keep talking. Keep talking.
I'll talk about something.
Vagina. Guys, please don't listen to them. Just don't follow them. Just do what you want to do in your life. Oh. There are girls everywhere. You're stuck with one girl for the rest of your life. You are a fucking douchebag. There are a lot of girls out there. Beautiful women. I just watched people evenly on the planet. 12 billion people, maybe, I don't know. I'm counting. You put 12 billion people unevenly
women and guys, why do you think it's not even? I'll tell you why. Because you should keep chasing. Guys should keep chasing. If you're married, break up. Have a divorce. If you're married, have a divorce.
That's what it's all. I don't know what you're talking about. It's just the last minute of this thing. What are you talking about?
I just gave a speech about you should never be with a woman for the rest of your life.
Mormon. You could have like 19 lives.
That's stupid, too.
It says, Emery, let's get back on the radio. Lance looks like she does not want to get back on the radio. All right, Em. There we go. All right, give us your whole life story. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 9, 7. My name's Emery. I'm from Weymouth, and I'm like, cool. Pretty much. She nodded. All right. Good. So, Em, tell me about yourself. You mind if I call you Em?
No, I don't.
Emily? Emily?
I like Em.
Em is cool.
Yeah. I can't just tell you about myself, though. I need, like, questions.
All right.
I can't sum myself up.
So, here we are. St. Patrick's Day. Yay. She's very excited to be here. She has antlers on. What made you get those?
I saw them at iParty, and I thought I would look really cool with them on, and I was right.
And guess what? You do. You're good. You live in Weymouth all your life?
I grew up there. I live in New York now. I'm just visiting for the week.
Cool.
My family.
Cool. Have you had a chance? Would you go on a dolphin watch or a whale watch?
I guess a whale watch.
I would go with the penguins.
Yeah, penguins are cool.
And your choice of beer is Bud Light?
Yeah.
Mine's Guinness, but I'll deal with it. If you could karate chop anybody in this bar, who would it be?
Brian Bigelow.
I agree with you, 100%. Now, if there's anyone else who could dance with us in this bar, who would it be?
The guy in the crazy hat.
The guy in the crazy hat, and that's why, because he has a crazy hat?
Exactly. I love crazy hats.
You love crazy hats. Awesome. Oh, hooked up. All right. Talking to Emily here. She loves crazy shit. So we're a big fan. We're a big fan of you. So thank you. And there's still a line to get in this place. Pretty nuts. All right, we're going to take a short break on the show right now. I'm missing everybody from the show, and everybody wants to dance. So, take a short break. We'll get back to you. Going? Just have something to say. But otherwise. All right, guys, we're going to close out the show. And then, Greg, we're getting too drunk to actually realize what the fuck we're doing.
Also, it's been blank for like 10 minutes, so we might as well close it up.
That's right. So, tune us tomorrow. We're going to have a hangover show.
Yeah.
So,
we got some special guests tomorrow.
Very special guests. Hangover Mob.
They're so special, they're in a wheelchair.
And then we beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not cool. All right. Happy St. Patty's Day. Sarah from McFadden. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. See you. Yeah.